you ready?
Welcome back. Mike Randall here with you. Sunday, September 29th, finishing up week four. We have two games tomorrow, but just watch the Ravens destroy the Bills here. And we're going to get into all the week four action on the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. Don't forget, join us here at FTN Fantasy. Come to the pricing page, sign in, get all the great stuff that we have. Fantasy, daily, all the incredible stuff, bets, DVOA, anything you would want. Jeff's already working on his waivers for week five. That's how much ahead we are. Join us here at FTNFantasy.com. And as always, we are sponsored, as you know, by Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code FTN. Get up to a $1,000 match bonus when you play all of their incredible games weekly. The best ball games are over, but you can still jump in for the weekly games, the isolated games, Thursday, Wednesday, Monday slate, whatever you want. They have it here at Underdog. Use that promo code FTN. But without further ado, let's get around the horn. 20 minutes. We go through this each and every game. Key fantasy takes. Here we go. Started on Thursday where the Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. Typical NFC East slogfest. Close game, battling. Kickers were incredible across the board here. But the big story were the wide receivers. We had CeeDee Lamb, 7 receptions, 98 yards, and a touchdown. Rico Dowdle had 11 carries for 46 yards. He did catch a receiving score as well. Ezekiel Elliott, as Jeff had mentioned, looks washed. Really didn't do much. 5 carries, 19 yards. Dak Prescott, 2 passing touchdowns. Jake Ferguson, 749. On the Giants side, Daniel Jones, okay. Had the one interception at the end of the game on the last pass. So for the most part, he didn't really have any turnovers. 29 of 40, 281 yards. Devin Singletary struggled on the ground, only 24 yards. Giants could not rush the ball. Cowboys had heard about how they couldn't stop the run, and they just committed to stopping the run, and the Giants couldn't beat them over the top. Malik Nabers, incredible. 12 receptions, 115 yards on 15 targets. Wandell Robinson, 11 receptions, 71 yards on 14 targets. So 29 completions out of 40 for Daniel Jones, and 29 of those 40 targets went to Nabers or Wandell Robinson. Now, Malik Nabers did get a concussion on the last play of the game, but remember, he has a couple extra days to get ready here, so hopefully he'll be ready to go. But Cowboys 20, Giants 15. Now we turn to the Sunday games. Let's start with the Saints and Falcons. Great game here in the NFC South. Falcons win 26-24. Young Hoku from Ridgewood, New Jersey, represent 58-yard game-winning field goal for the Falcons. Falcons get the win 26-24. For the Saints, Derek Carr, just okay, 28-36, no passing touchdowns, 239. Alvin Kamara did a lot of damage, had 77 rushing yards, 1 touchdown rushing, caught 7 passes for 42 as well, and he usually struggles against the Falcons. So this is a pretty good game for Alvin Kamara. It was Taysom Hill on the ground. Taysom Hill was healthy, cleared coming into this game. 6 rushes, 2 touchdowns on the ground for Taysom Hill, so did a lot of damage there. Chris Olave was questionable coming to the game, looked fine, 8 for 87. Rashid Shaheed, 8 for 83. So the typical pass catchers were there for the Saints, and they got 3 scores on the ground. But the key here was a lost fumble by Rashid Shaheed and a Derek Carr interception. On the other side, Kirk Cousins just okay, no passing touchdowns. But again, NFL coaches don't believe in 3-down backs anymore. They just don't. Bijan Robinson, 7 rushes, 28 yards. Tyler Allgeier, 8 rushes, 60 yards. Had one more carry and more rushing yards. Could not get Bijan Robinson going. You may think he has talent. You may think he looks good. You may love him at the combine. It doesn't mean that the NFL coaches are going to use them the way you want to use them when you draft them in the first round. For the receivers, Drake London, 6 for 64, did have 12 targets. Darnell Mooney, 3 for 56. Ray-Ray McCloud, 6 receptions, 52 yards. Bijan Robinson, solid through the air, always a good pass catcher, 4 for 46. And folks, Kyle Pitts. Good old Kyle Pitts. No receptions, no yards. At this point, Kyle Pitts is a bust. If you're going to take him at the 4th overall pick, and he's going to be now, at this point, with a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins, getting no receptions and no yards in a rivalry game, in the NFC South against the Saints, forget it. Kyle Pitts, 0 for 0. After the game, they asked Raheem Morris. He said on the interview, "I don't care about stats. I just care about the wins." Well, folks, if you're going to draft someone with the 4th overall pick and you're not going to use them, then why'd you do it? I don't know. Atlanta 26, Saints 24. Bears get a big win, 24-18 over the Rams. Caleb Williams, 157 passing yards, 1 touchdown. The 1 touchdown went to DJ Moore. DJ Moore, though, on the sideline, the entire game, sitting by himself, frustrated. Definitely something going on here on the team with him and Caleb Williams, the offensive coordinator, or something. The key here, DeAndre Swift, 16 carries, 93 yards, and a touchdown. Roschon Johnson also worked in. He had a touchdown. So we heard Roschon Johnson was going to get more of the touches. As Jeff told you last week correctly, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to get the majority. In fact, DeAndre Swift played very, very well. He also had 7 receptions for 72 yards. Cole Kmet, 3 for 34. Keenan Allen, 3 for 19. Roman Dunze, only 1 catch for 10 yards. So it was really on the ground, 131 rushing yards, and Caleb Williams with no turnovers in this game for the Rams. Matt Stafford did the best that he could, 20-29, 224, 1 interception. Tutu Atwell, 4 for 82. Jordan Whittington, 6 for 62. This is a good Rams team. They're coached well. They play well. Stafford does a good job. They get those regular receivers back, Kupp and Nacua. They're going to be real good. Colby Parkinson, 4 for 33. It was Kyren Williams. It's the Kyren Williams show, and it continues to be Kyren Williams. Blake Corum is doing nothing, not even seeing the field. 19 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown. Ronnie Rivers, 6 for 26. So Corum isn't even on the field. Rams, though, dropped to 1-3. Bears, 2-2, and 2-0 at home. Well, Jordan Love came back, and he got a lot of great stats late, but this was a dominant performance by the Minnesota Vikings, who are 4-0 right now. The only 4-0 team in the NFL. 28-7 the score at the half. 31-29 was the final score. So a 28-7 lead for the Vikings at the half. Packers made a big comeback but fall short. 31-29. Jordan Love, 32 of 54, 3-9, 4 touchdowns, 3 big interceptions for him. Josh Jacobs only 9 for 51. They couldn't run the ball against that Vikings front, which is really tough. Jaden Reed, 7 for 139 and 1. Dontavian Wicks, 5 for 78 and 2. Big news here. Christian Watson left the game early with an injury. It looks like a high ankle sprain. It doesn't look like a season-ending injury like we have with some other players we'll get to a little bit. But he's going to be out for a while, but no problem. They have Reed. They have Wicks, who combined for 3 touchdowns. Tucker Kraft caught a touchdown, 6 for 53. Romeo Doubs, 4 for 39, solid as well. But on the other side, for the Vikings, Sam Darnold just continues to roll. 20 of 28, 275, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. He had Justin Jefferson for a touchdown, 6 for 85 for Justin Jefferson, 1 touchdown. Jordan Addison, back healthy, 3 for 72. He got a touchdown. Aaron Jones, real solid across the board in a revenge game spot, 93 rushing yards, 4 receptions, 46 receiving yards. Solid across the board. Vikings do what they do. They get a sack on Jordan Love, and they get 3 big interceptions, and they recovered a fumble on Tucker Kraft as well. So big performance for the Vikings, who are 4-0. Packers drop to 2-2. Steelers, typical Tomlin spot, go on the road against the Colts, and the Colts win 27-24. Anthony Richardson started this game, ended up getting hurt, left the game on the first play. He comes back in. They do a design run, and he gets knocked out of the game. Terrible job by the coaching staff here with Richardson, but Joe Flacco comes in and plays well, which is what Joe Flacco does. Flacco was 16 of 26, 168, 2 touchdowns. Richardson only 3 of 4 for 71 passing yards before he left the game. He did have 24 rushing yards, but Flacco, 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Josh Downs, who looks fantastic now that he's healthy, 8 for 82, and 1 to Drew Ogletree, the tight end. 1 catch, 15 yards for him. Michael Pittman, alive and well, and was doing well with Richardson, to be fair, before Flacco came in the game. 6 for 113 for Michael Pittman. He led all receivers. Jonathan Taylor, 21 for 88, and a touchdown as well. Indianapolis, very solid. On the other side, Pittsburgh struggled. They struggled to run the ball, and the Colts had a terrible rushing defense for the first couple weeks. The last couple weeks have been pretty solid. Justin Fields, 22 of 34, 312, 1 touchdown. Throwing, he threw it to Pat Freiermuth, 2 touchdowns rushing. He had 55 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns, so 3 total touchdowns for Fields. Cordarrelle Patterson, 6 for 43. Najee Harris couldn't get anything going. He's a plotter. Wasn't going to happen here. 13 attempts, 19 rushing yards for Najee Harris. George Pickens, fantastic. He's the clear wide receiver 1. 7 receptions, 113 yards. Freiermuth, 5 for 57. Najee did catch 3 balls for 54 yards as well. Van Jefferson only 2 for 21. But the problem here, Pickens lost a fumble near the goal line. Fields lost a fumble. Too many turnovers. Could have won this game. Would have been a nice win to get next week. They have the Cowboys in primetime, but the Steelers fall to 3-1. Colts beat the Steelers at home 27-24. Big surprise here. Boy, the Jets just struggle. You know, as much as Aaron Rodgers comes off as cocky and he knows everything, he just has not performed for a long time. They play the Broncos today with the revenge game with Peyton and Hackett and all that stuff that happened last year. Bo Nix was 12 of 25 for 60 yards. Bo Nix for the Broncos only had 60 passing yards, but he did have a touchdown, believe it or not, to Cortland Sutton, who was 3 of 60. Almost all of the passing yardage, because he had a couple negative passes as well, went to Courtland Sutton. Bo Nix, 12-25, 60 passing yards. Courtland Sutton, 3 receptions, 60 receiving yards. On the ground, Javonte Williams looked pretty good, 16 for 77, 4.8 yards a carry. Jaleel McLaughlin, also solid, 9 for 46. He was 5.1 yards a carry. The key here was the Broncos' defense, which looks incredible. Probably one of the more underrated units that we had coming into the year. Braylon Allen, 8 for 34, outrushed Breece Hall. Breece Hall had 10 carries and got 4 rushing yards. Breece Hall, in many ways, a top 5 fantasy draft pick this year, and in some leagues that I was in best ball early, he was the number 1 overall pick. He had 4 rushing yards at home against the Broncos. For the receivers, you know, we said coming into the game, Patrick Surtain could have been a problem, and he was on Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson only 5 for 41. Mike Williams, 4 for 67. Alan Lazard, 5 for 58. Alan Lazard has outperformed Garrett Wilson. Go figure on that one. But Braylon Allen was okay. Breece Hall was not good. Only had 2 receptions for 14 yards. Aaron Rodgers did not throw a touchdown, and he was sacked 5 times. The Jets have too much talent to be 2-2, and the Broncos get a huge win. Broncos go to 2-2. Jets go to 2-2. Broncos beat the Jets 10-9 on a rainy day at the Meadowlands. Buccaneers jumped out early on the Eagles and throttled them 33-16. After the Bucs lost last week at home to the Broncos, which doesn't look as bad anymore, they come back and destroy the Eagles. Baker Mayfield, 30 of 47, 347 yards, 2 touchdowns, and ran one in. So 3 total touchdowns for Baker Mayfield. Bucky Irving ran one in as well. Both he and Rashad White had 10 carries, 49 yards, but Bucky Irving got a touchdown. Mike Williams, 8 for 94. 1 score. Chris Godwin, 6 for 69. Kate Otten, 6 for 52. A couple good games for Kate Otten, the late round tight end back to back. Trey Palmer caught one of those touchdowns as well. 1 to Evans, 1 to Trey Palmer, because Jalen McMillan was out with this game with an injury. For the Eagles, just really struggled. No Brown, no Devonta Smith struggled. Dallas Goedert was good again, had 7 receptions, 62 yards, but that was it. Saquon Barkley had a 59-yard run, got shut out, didn't get to the goal line, and then they struggled to get in. He did not get in the end zone after going 59 yards, basically down to the 5-yard line, but did have 10 rushes for 84 yards. He also caught 2 passes for 32. 1 passing touchdown for Jalen Hurts. Hurts only 20 yards on the ground. He did have a rushing score. His only passing score went to Paris Campbell. So Eagles struggle to play defense and really need A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith back. Bengals bounce back and get the win that they need. They don't go to 0-4, 34-24 over the Panthers. Joe Burrow, 232 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. 1 touchdown went to Ja'Marr Chase, who was 3 for 85. 1 went to Zach Moss, 4 for 27. T. Higgins, solid, 6 for 60, but no touchdown. That was pretty much it for the receivers. Mike Gesicki, only 1 reception, negative 9 yards on the ground. Chase Brown is starting to pop. We saw Chase Brown in the preseason be talked about, but it was Zach Moss getting the majority of carries. Brown is now becoming more a part of this offense. He had 15 carries, 80 yards, and 2, count them, 2 touchdowns for Chase Brown, as well as 2 receptions. On the other side, Deontay Johnson, 7 for 83 in a score, which was solid. Andy Dalton was okay, 25 of 40, 220, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Chuba Hubbard was great, 104 yards on the ground for Carolina, including 1 touchdown and 4 receptions, 17 yards. And that was pretty much it. Xavier Leggett caught a touchdown also, 6 for 66. So the Panthers played well. It's just the Bengals needed this game, and they made a lot more big plays than the Panthers did. So 34-24, Bengals get the win they needed. They go to 1-3. Panthers drop to 1-3 heading into week 5. Jaguars played well, like I knew they would, but fall on a last-second touchdown by the Texans. 24-20, Texans win, go to 3-1. Jaguars now 0-4, a game they really needed. Trevor Lawrence better, 169 passing yards, still not a lot, but 2 touchdown passes, no interceptions. 1 touchdown to Brian Thomas, 1 touchdown to Christian Kirk. Also had Christian Kirk wide open on a bomb earlier in the game and just flat out missed him. He was wide open going down the field and he missed him. So Trevor Lawrence still not at the point he needs to be. Tank Bigsby outrushed Travis Etienne. Tank Bigsby, 7 carries, 90 yards. Etienne, 11 carries, 50 yards. So Bigsby had a 58-yard rush all the way down, almost to the goal line. Played very well. He's going to get more carries as well. Etienne only 1 catch for 10 yards. So Christian Kirk good. Brian Thomas good. Gabe Davis not good. 1 reception, negative 2 yards. Very volatile Gabe Davis, and that has not changed since leaving Buffalo. For Houston, C.J. Stroud, 345, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Cam Akers was okay. Joe Mixon ruled out right before kickoff. 13 for 53, not much. Nico Collins just continues to dominate. Whoever Nico Collins goes against, he plays well. 12 receptions, 151 yards and a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, 5 for 69. Dalton Schultz, 3 for 34. Dare Ogunbowale caught a touchdown, and Collins had the other one. So Tank Dell is out. He's injured. But the answer to which is the odd man out between Collins and Diggs and Tank Dell, the answer is Tank Dell. Texans go to 3-1, Jaguars now 0-4. How impressive is Jaden Daniels? The Commanders go into Arizona and destroy the Cardinals 42-14. Jaden Daniels, 26 of 30. Just super efficient. 233 passing yards, one touchdown, the one interception. Brian Robinson, fantastic. Just a great pick, Brian Robinson, in fantasy or best ball. 21 carries, 101 yards, and a touchdown. Terry McLaurin, 7 for 52, and caught the only touchdown from Daniels. Olamide Zaccheaus, 6 receptions, 85 yards, was the leading receiver. Zach Ertz, just okay, 3 for 22. No Austin Eckler in this game, so Jeremy McNichols, remember him? He used to be a Jeremy McNichols truther, I was. 2 rushing scores, 8 for 68 for Arizona. Kyler Murray, 16 of 22, 142, 1 touchdown. Defense for Washington was very strong. Dan Quinn's doing a great job with Washington. James Conner, 18 for 104 and a touchdown. Marvin Harrison, 5 for 45 and 1. Just not a lot of big passing numbers here, but he did get the touchdown. Michael Wilson, 3 for 38. Greg Dortch, 4 for 38. No Trey McBride in this game, and they missed him. Elijah Higgins, only 2 for 12. So Arizona drops to 1-3. Washington, now 3-1. Here come the Commanders in the NFC East. 49ers jump all over the Patriots right away. 30-13, Niners beat the Patriots, go to 2-2. Patriots drop to 1-3. Even with the extra day's rest, we're not ready for what the Niners were going to bring. Brock Purdy, 288 passing yards, one touchdown, one interception. Jordan Mason, fantastic on the ground. Christian McCaffrey, at least going to be out for another month. Jordan Mason looks fantastic. They're not missing a beat with Christian McCaffrey because Mason's getting 100 yards every game. 123 rushing yards and a touchdown. Also caught 2 passes for 37 yards. Debo Samuel returned, had 3 catches, 58 yards, and 2 rushes for 14, so he was just okay. Juwan Jennings, still a thing, 3 for 88. Brandon Ayuk, boy, Brandon Ayuk still struggling, 2 for 48 as well. George Kittle, 4 for 45, he's back, got the touchdown. For the Patriots, Ramondre Stevenson lost a fumble early, which was rough. Jacoby Brissett fumbled 3 times and only lost 1, but this, the pressure that the Niners put on them, the offensive line for the Patriots couldn't handle it. Ramondre only 43 rushing yards. Antonio Gibson was a leading receiver. They still can't get the ball to a wide receiver for the Patriots. 3 for 67. Leading wide receiver, Jalen Polk, 3 for 30. But the 2 of the top 3 receiving yardage players were running backs. Antonio Gibson, 67 yards. Ramondre Stevenson, 19 yards. They can't get a ball to a wide receiver. Even DeMario Douglas, who started going against the Jets, they couldn't get him going here as well either. Patriots dropped to 1-3. Niners now 2-2, including a perfect 2-0 at home. Valiant effort by the Chargers here. They lose to the Chiefs 17-10. The big news here is Rashee Rice leaves the game. Patrick Mahomes throws an interception as Rice is trying to chase down the person, the Charger player with the ball. Mahomes comes up, tries to tackle the player as well, rolls into Rice's knee. His knee buckles. He was on a cart, and all signs are that it is not good. We don't know, but it looks very bad. And there's rumors going around social media that he could be gone for the entire season. Just a critical blow to Rashee Rice. Mahomes, 19-29, 245, one touchdown, one interception. Samaje Perine ran in a score late, which was the game winner, 17-10. Kareem Hunt, 14 for 69. Carson Steele fumbled early and did not get another chance. Carson Steele now going to be buried behind Kareem Hunt and Samaje Perine. Travis Kelce bounced back, 7 receptions, 89 yards. Xavier Worthy caught a 54-yard touchdown pass in the first half when they were down 10-0, which was critical for the Chiefs to get them going. He had 3 receptions, 73 yards. And outside of that, that was it. Noah Gray, 4 for 40. For the Chargers, they didn't have Rashawn Slater. They didn't have Joe Alt. They're missing 2 offensive tackles. And they didn't have Derwin James, so they could have used on Travis Kelce as well. So valiant effort here. Justin Herbert was hurt, but played well. 179 passing yards, 1 touchdown to Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey, 5 for 61 in the score. Chiefs run defense is real solid, and the Chargers missing 2 offensive linemen means they're going to struggle to run the ball. J.K. Dobbins, 14 for 32. Gus Edwards, 6 for 19. Josh Bomberpack played okay, 3 for 36. Dobbins also effective in the receiving game, 3 for 30. Quentin Johnston, who'd been hot the last couple weeks, not as much this week, only 1 catch for 9 yards. Chargers 2-2. Chiefs a perfect 4-0. Chargers did cover, but Chiefs get the win, 17-10. And last one, the Sunday night game, Ravens blitzed them from the start, 35-10 over the Bills. Bills were 3-0. It was time to come back to reality. Lamar Jackson, 13 of 18, 156, and 2 touchdowns. But the story here, Derrick Henry, the ageless one, Derrick Henry, 24 carries, 199 yards, and a touchdown. Lamar Jackson also 54 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Justice Hill, the leading receiver, 6 receptions, 78 yards and a touchdown. He is used and he is playing well, and he's versatile out of the backfield. a great 1-2 punch here for Henry and Hill. Likely only one catch for 26 yards. Bateman only one catch for 23 yards. Zay Flowers only one catch for 10 yards. They basically pushed the Bills around on the ground and pounded them. On the other side, Josh Allen, 16 for 29, 180, only 21 yards on the ground, just struggled the entire night. James Cook, nothing, 9 for 39. Khalil Shakir was a leading receiver, 4 for 62, but 52 yards of that came on a flushed out Josh Allen. I think it was third down, threw a bomb down the field in the second half, 52 yards, got them down to the 10-yard line. I don't think they got in there, though. So one big play for him. That was it. Keon Coleman, 3 for 51. Dalton Kincaid, 5 for 47. So the Bills still great, 3-1, but they went into Baltimore and got smacked 35-10. And that's going to do it here on the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. We have two games coming up tonight, Tennessee at the Dolphins and the Seahawks at the Lions, which is a great one. Those are our two matchups. As always, make sure you rate, subscribe to the podcast. We love it here. Every Sunday night, 20 minutes, I take you through all the games, and then you get Dr. the great Jeff Radcliffe back with you on Wednesday. So as always, I'm Mike Randall, FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. We will see you next week. Are you ready?